Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Traditionally, custody of children was given to the mother after a divorce. But as Maria Kunshan, professor of public affairs and social work at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, suggests, that trend is changing.
For most of the 20th century, when parents divorced, children usually lived with their mother rather than their father. In the 1980s, when our study starts, court orders usually called for the mother to have sole physical custody of the children. This was consistent with popular notions that mothers were better caretakers, especially of young children. More recently, rather than favoring mothers, policies often focus on a gender-neutral concept of the best interest of the child, and in some states there are provisions explicitly encouraging the involvement of both parents. For example, in Wisconsin, where our data are drawn, since the year 2000, statute provides for parents to have joint custody unless the court finds that physical placement with a parent would endanger the child's physical, mental, or emotional health. Using 2 decades of court record data for Wisconsin, which include information collected from over 10,000 divorce cases with children, we find large and sustained declines in mother sole custody cases, which fall from 80% in 1986 to just 42% in 2008. This decline is largely mirrored by a dramatic increase in shared custody to almost half of all cases. Equal shared custody, in which children spend an equal number of nights with both parents, accounted for only 5% of cases in 1986, but rose to 27% of cases by 2008. What explains this dramatic change over a relatively short period of time? We consider changes in the characteristics of divorcing families, family size, past marriages, and parents' income and employment, and the relationship with custody outcomes. But overall, it appears that rather than changes in families' characteristics, changes in policy, practice, and social norms are most important in explaining the dramatic change in where children live after their parents' divorce.
That was Maria Kunshan of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.